I want to welcome you to the show. This is the Bipolar Chatterbox. My name is Cass Eugene. I'm about to talk your head off for a little bit. Now, as you can tell, if I say the Bipolar Chatterbox, if you broke that word down or that phrase, it could mean that I am the bipolar person who is a chatterbox. This thing you're listening to is a chatterbox of bipolar, or maybe it's both. And I'm just going to tell you guys that it's both, all right? We're not going to sit here and split hairs. I am the bipolar chatterbox because there's something that I hold dear to my life plan, and it's something called dissemination. To disseminate is to spread widely. It's to spread some information widely. And in my case, what I'm seeing is that I have knowledge that is filling a gap. It's filling a gap, and that gap is affordable and easily accessible mental health information. Now, you may think that with 2019, with every magazine cover filled with the word mindfulness, with so many different YouTube and podcast personalities out there, that this would be just another, you know, stone on top of the mountain. But no, I've actually realized through my own personal struggle, my own personal journey, that there are so many questions that haven't been answered out loud that I want to try and help answer some of them for you. And a big way I'm going to do that is just by sharing my life experience. All right. I'm a certified life coach. I got my advanced degree in psychology at Georgia State. You know, so I do my best to give you some well-informed theories and topics. But today, I want to talk to you about creating a personal statement that will help you to achieve a rewarding lifestyle. My key word here is rewarding lifestyle. And the reason why I'm going to talk about these things, these two topics together, rewarding lifestyle and a personal statement, is because someone who lives with bipolar disorder can make a plan. We're not intellectually disabled. We can create plans. Sticking with the plan becomes quite difficult. And the biggest reason is because of our distractions with our mental health ailments. Now, one thing I want you to realize is that I'm not going to list everything that's in the DSM-5, the DSM-4. That's what they call the, in the layman's terms, that's the psychology Bible, if you will, at least here in America. I'm not going to list out every detail of this mental health disorder, because when I was in school, when I took a abnormal psychology course, the very first thing my professor did was, hey guys, listen, you're going to run into the feeling of, wow, I relate to this symptom set. I think I might have this disorder. That's a little bit of a tongue twister. Now, that's very important for that professor to have done, because she was extremely right. There were so many times, no matter which cluster of mental ailment I was looking at, you would see so many similarities to your lifestyle that it started to, you know, kind of freak you out. And that happens a lot to psychology students. And with me trying to disseminate information, I want to give it to you in a way that is responsible. So because I'm not a mental health clinician, I'm not a counselor, I'm not a psychologist or a psychiatrist, I don't want to try and list off a whole bunch of things that I'm hoping that you'll just take and be responsible with. Someone who listens to me, in the old days, we called it a hypochondriac. You could listen to a whole bunch of symptoms and say, oh my God, that's me. That's me. Oh my goodness, I'm freaking out. You would think that person would go get, you know, some help, right? Well, what if that person didn't get help? It's because of that scenario. Well, I don't want to try and be a clinician here and detail everything to you. I just want to try to lay out a few things, keep it kind of conversational, okay? And hopefully, if you pick up on some things, then you'll be able to use it for yourself or to help out someone else. Okay. But the way I even came to this topic, we're going to have to go back to one of the most painful times in my life, at least this year, when I had a very bad episode. And at the same time, I had a car that did not work. So we're going to talk about building a personal statement. We're going to talk about a few of my life issues that I was able to overcome and to extract a message out of. So just stay tuned. Here on the Bipolar Chatterbox, we're going to be real, okay? We're going to be real. We're going to be open. And if you want to engage, I highly suggest you find me on my social medias. On Instagram, I am at Kasologist. That's Kasologist. Or you can find me at Facebook at the Bipolar Chatterbox. Now, that is a closed group, so there will be a code word I will give you by the end of the episode, but you got to listen. All right, guys, let's go ahead and get into it. Enough of the intro. All right, now to refocus things, we're going to talk about building a personal statement, but at the same time, we're going to talk about some symptoms of a bipolar disorder. They're going to be kind of a mixed message. So there may be a little foreshadowing, a little flashbacking here or there. So if I lose you, I do truly apologize, and I'm working on that. But I should have it for the most part, because I've been working on this for a long time. And what I've been working on is creating a sense of a guiding body, a guiding institution, a constitution, a code of conduct for myself. And I find that in the form of a personal statement. A personal statement is going to allow me to walk and traverse through life with the sort of confidence that, hey, no matter what is happening in my world, I'm not afraid that I'm losing sight of the bigger goal and the bigger picture for myself. The purpose of a personal statement is to give me that sort of self-confidence that I will not fail my mission at the end of the day. Now, at the end of this, I will tell you guys what my mission is, because I've made it into something that's kind of public. I made it something that's public so I can always find it no matter what. I personally run into the problem of I get distracted easily. And this is the first symptom I want to talk about. I get distracted so easily that it's not even funny. Now, it's funny when you see in the movies a dog with a helmet on and the dog can talk and the dog is going, squirrel, squirrel. That's funny. It's funny when you're watching movies like Over the Hedge and you got the actual squirrel running around as fast as possible, doing a million different things. That's funny. It's not funny when it's in your personal life. Being bipolar, being distracted, walking out the door and saying to yourself, wait a minute, I was going somewhere. Where exactly was I going? And that could be kind of a, you know, disheartening kind of a symptom set. And one of the ways I got over it was to, and I still go through those distracted things. For me, I like to keep a sheet of paper in my pocket when I travel. So I say, hey, I'm going to the store and I'm going to this place and then that place. I'll still do that. But making a personal statement for myself keeps me in the long run going the way I said I was going to go. So the first thing you want to do when you're creating a personal statement is to write down a list of what it is you want to do, what's important to you, the things that matter. These are the same things in the list. Make at least 10 items on that list. It could be your kids. It could be business. It could be your physicality, what you want to do with your life, your career. It doesn't matter. 10 things that you want for you. All right. After you make a list of 10 things that you want for you, I need you to make a list of at least 3 things. This is very simple. Just 3 things that say, hey, these are the things that I currently have. Things such as, and they have to be in relation to those, you know, first 10. So it'll be things like your habits, your hobbies, your talents, your resources, people around you. You see what I'm saying? You need to say, hey, this is what I want to do. Boom. That's step one. Step two, these are the things that I have. And then you need to make a list. And I want you to make this list very long. I want 20. I want it to be double what you want. I want 20 barriers, things that will stop you. I want you to write this down. Especially if you have a mental illness, you need to know your nemesis. If you know what your nemesis can do, then you can prepare ahead of time. Preventative health care. On that note, another symptom of bipolar disorder. I talked earlier about, being distracted. That's really big when you're being manic. But when you're depressed, one of the symptom sets that happens is like changing appetite. You just might forget to start eating. You might overeat. A lot of people who take medicines on bipolar disorders or any other kind of psychoactive medicines, if you take medicines, a lot of time weight gain is a really big issue. So sometimes in your personal statement, it may say you want to be physically fit. And knowing that taking a medicine will cause you to gain weight, that is something that you will put into that third list. Write it down. It may seem tedious. It may seem childish. It may seem elementary. Do it. Because not doing it hasn't worked for you, has it? You know, if you're someone who needs to find another way, I'm here to help inspire that way. Okay? If you can do these three things, you can make a personal statement. And again, it is literally whatever it is you want it to be. You can make a rap, a rhyme. Me, personally, I created a safety health plan. That was one of the biggest things for me. I called it the Castology. I gave it to the members of my mental health awareness team. I have people who I hold responsible to check in on me, to look at me. This was very important for me to have. This is part of my personal statement, was I needed to have accountability and responsibility for who I am, but knowing my weaknesses, I needed other people to help me to sometimes point out some of my issues. And before I wrap up what it is to be creative and make your personal statement, I'll show you one way that I did it. I'm holding in my hand, it is a placard, a little card here. On my wrist, I have a very nice, very chamomile smelling aromatherapy bracelet. And I craft these and I designed this one and I named it the Legatum. That is the name of my business. And it's also today's code word. Ding, 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 ding. If you want to join the Bipolar Chatterbox group on Facebook, the code word is Legatum. Legatum, Legatum, Legatum. That stands for for legacy. That's for legacy, okay? And for me, what I've done is on this placard are the words that go along with the visuals that's on my arm, that goes along with the smells that go into my nose, that goes into my brain, that brings my distracted mind back to the mission plan. Whew! Let me drop the mic, take a second, wipe my head, starting to sweat real quick. I'm just saying, I did a lot of work here for myself, and I just wanted to be able to show you. So I'm going to read the function, okay? You can find this on my Etsy store, or if you was to go to legatumlink.com in my mental health awareness collection, you will see the Legatum. I have a new line that's coming out, and we'll see more there. But here we have the function of the Legatum. And it reads, a long-lasting reminder to always shoot for your dreams, remaining focused on being mindful and moral. This is my ultimate goal right here. But I didn't stop there. I went ahead and added in a whole bunch of different fragrances. I got a little carried away on this one, but I love this smell. It's frankincense and some bergamot, that citrus, some chamomile and some cedarwood. Now, when I'm at home, I don't put them all on. You know, I do run a business, so I got to watch my inventory, of course. But these benefits from the aromatherapy, they serve as a reminder for spirituality and morality, promoting a calm, relaxed, uplifted and grounded mood. I'm just saying, that right there lines up with my personal statement out of my personal statement called the Castology. I put it onto my wrist. Whatever it is that you need to do for yourself, for it to stick in your mind, you can create it. There is no wrong or right answer. I've met so many artists, rappers, singers, painters, herbologists. See, who else have I met in my world? There's been so many different creative people that will utilize their talents. And I say to them, man, you have something very interesting. You have a gift here and you should utilize it. And then they become inspired sometimes in their own world, or sometimes maybe the words that I use will fire them up. Like, there's a young lady, she has she had a master's in, I can't remember exactly what the master's was in, but her end of the degree project was she created these really giant Polaroid pictures, right? For those of you who don't remember, you used to take a picture and it'll print out on the spot and you got to kind of wave it like a fan. And she scratched through them. And I will bring her here because she says to me, this is a representation of the degradation of memory. And this is what she studies. Now, I didn't understand it, but she did. It worked for her. So with that kind of knowledge out there, I know that people see things a lot differently than I do. So if you're creating a constitution for yourself, it may not need to just be words, because that may not do it for you. Me, aromatherapy works. That I have proven to me works. Me, I like to wear jewelry. When I was younger, I used to wear a lot of jewelry from my Navy travels. But then unfortunately, I was a victim of a home break-in. And someone stole all my good stuff, you know, and I just kind of stopped wearing jewelry. So now to fill the gap of the jewelry, I decided to create my own because I know what I like. Right? So I know what I like. I know what my mission is. And then I just kind of smush them together. And it's going to help me to take care of my symptoms. One of the biggest symptoms that I ever have when it comes to bipolar disorder is having overconfidence in my ability. Having my personal statement, I will have my nemesis listed right there. Grandiose nature, too talkative, some other things we can go down the list, but I'm starting to handle those one by one. As you can see, part of what I'm doing is I've created a podcast that allows me to just kind of blab away about some issues that I think are kind of important. And at the same time, I also get a chance to update my fans, my friends, and the people who are in my plan. Yeah, buddy. I get a chance to update you guys all at the exact same time, even if I'm being reclusive, through a podcast. I think it's a little clever. And while I'm doing these little clever things, I'm like, yo, why can't somebody else do it? So here I am talking to you about it. Now, I'm going to kind of start jumping more into symptoms now, because that's kind of the meat of what I want you to look at. And it's because whenever I had a really great plan going, a really, really great plan, something would happen with the bipolar disorder, with the medication, with just my affect period. And it'll change the connotation, or it'll change the meaning of what it is that I'm doing. And if I forgot the motivation of what it is, if I forgot the motivation of what it is that I wanted to do, then it might not get done. So I'm going to give you an example from my past, and then I'm going to let you go, all right? So the first thing I want to talk to you about is that I have a business, Legatum Link LLC, and the biggest thing I want to do here is to try and change the stigma of what it means to live with bipolar disorder. Not only am I trying to do it, I am doing it. Like, let's just be real. I'm black, I'm bearded, and I'm a big old dude, right? So when I talk to certain people, I'm not going to get the exact same response as maybe a small petite white lady. I use that as a polar opposite because in today's society, race is one of the first things that we see. But not even that, I'm tattooed up. So that's another thing that kind of stands out. And I have a shirt and it says tattooed and employed. And when I wear this shirt, people look at me and be like, yeah, brother, yeah, white or black. So I started seeing, yo, there are certain common struggles that people have that go beyond the race and physicalities of who they are. So one of the things I really want to bring into mind here is that when I'm trying to change the stigma of what it means to live with bipolar disorder, it just means I just want to change the stigma of what it means to live as a human being, to be kind to each other, to look out for one another, right? So with that being said, I went to go buy a car. I went to go buy a car so I could drive for Lyft, so I could start raising some capital. This is before I got into making beaded jewelry. Right. But I'm going to get this car. I find it online. I go to the place to go get it. And the car is crap. The car is crap. I'm like, no one's going to want to ride in this car. I don't like it. But then I see this Chrysler and I'm like, yo, let me get that. Right. Drove it around a little bit. Everything seemed to be going just fine. The moment I drove off the lot. Yeah, I get to have one of these stories and I am. What's up? So thankful I get to share a story with you guys. Oh God, I hate this story so bad because I'm still living the consequences. But this is where our personal statement comes into play, and I'm gonna show you. All right, I get this car, I go off the lot, and pow! All of a sudden, the engine just runs red. I'm around the corner, y'all. I didn't even make it to the first gas station. Come to find out, it's the transmission. Some stuff is going wrong. This started the next 2 months of me trying to fix this thing here. You know, everything is going good. But as a technician, I know that if you fix one problem, it just may show you that there's another problem down the line. So I'm not a car mechanic, but I'll learn cars during this process. But during this process, my symptoms of feeling fatigue or lack of energy started to come out. I was going into a bipolar depression. And I was being dragged into a bipolar depression. And I was trying to make sure that this business investment still panned out. But all of a sudden, I'm getting knocked to the left, knocked to the right, knocked to the left, knocked to the right. And I'll turn around and I couldn't really understand, wait, time out. What was the mission plan? Because I didn't write it down. I didn't make a statement. I didn't make a constitution for myself at the time. So I was becoming frustrated. And then at some point, I did have a full-on emotional break, and I decided that going to the country is what I needed. My mother's side of the family, we have, our family is from Huntsville, Alabama. It's the Forrest Gump coming out, boy, the Huntsville, Alabama. I went to Huntsville to go be with my little mama. My little mama, I'm 6'4". She is... Man, what is little mama? Four something? Anyway, she comes up to like my rib cage, barely. I'm going to share a picture with you guys just to show y'all my little mama. She's still a gangster though. And while I was with her, the biggest lesson that I learned that allowed me to come back home to Atlanta was this. Bipolar disorder is my biggest nemesis. If I learn more about my nemesis, write down a list of the barriers he will put up in my way, then I will be able to see the things that I have and the things that I want, how I can use them to overcome these barriers. So I started to see that the car situation that I was going through, I handled it all wrong because I was reacting to every situation and not being proactive. Now, I thought I was. I was reaching out to different family members for like car advice or just that and the third, but my mind was set in the wrong place. My mind was set in the wrong place. Like I didn't have a very true constitution lined up. So no matter what kind of advice I got from all these different people, they wasn't going to line up to any kind of forward momentum. You feel me? I needed forward momentum. I'm going to guess somebody somewhere has a similar situation with the car problem. Someone has that with something in their life. It may not be the car. It may be a boyfriend. The boyfriend just ain't acting right. You thought it was going to be one way, but it's not. And you're reacting to each and every situation that's happening. And it doesn't seem to be getting you any forward momentum in your life. Well, let me continue with my story of Lil Mama. And maybe you'll understand where you can make some changes in your life. So I was out in Alabama for a couple of weeks, actually. And what I started to realize was my symptoms kind of dissipated. I wasn't really angry. I wasn't fully overwhelmed. You know, I was still, you know what I mean? My body was tired. I had been running with no sleep and stuff like that. You know, my grandma, she's really like big on, boy, you take your meds. It's time to go to bed. Come on, man. Like, get you some sleep. Like, she was really big on the symptoms. And so when I looked at that, I started to equate bipolar disorder into this ugly octopus type monster, right? Because think of this, just close your eyes if you can. If you're driving, please don't close your eyes. Imagine your head is a big old ugly octopus and you're reaching out your hand to, I don't know, grab a pencil and to start writing your constitution. If you allowed the octopus tentacle to come and grab the pencil, and it starts to write for you. Who's writing? You or the bipolar disorder? In this case, if the tentacle's grabbing it, it's the bipolar disorder, okay? So the tentacle grabs that. But this octopus can do, well, octopodes, I think they call it now. It's not octopi, it's octopodes. They can they can do this with seven other arms. They can take control of seven other things at the exact same time. This is not an exact number for symptoms that will be affected, but this is just an example of the simultaneous nature of things going wrong. Bipolar disorder can just start to take over all these small elements in your life, and if you allow each and every one of these symptoms to just go out of control, then you're no longer in control, and the bipolar is now in control. Each and every symptom of bipolar disorder, from insomnia down to risky behavior, down to even the suicide attempts, you know, you can take control of your life if you start to look at each one of these tentacles and say, get back. No, give me back my pencil. Give it back. You go back into your, you know, into your little jar. In my mind, I keep octopus inside the jar. It's a thing. I'll explain that maybe one day if y'all want to know about it. Just let me know. But to be honest, if you start to take care of the symptoms, is what I started to realize. If you start taking care of the symptoms, your life will start to get some sort of forward momentum. So I did that. And as my life started getting some forward momentum, as I started to look at my nemesis for what he is, I started to look at my aromatherapy a little differently. And instead of using a car for my initial investments for my business, I realized I could use a skill that, you know, a familial kind of skill of craft, of crafting things. I started to use that instead of trying to utilize a car. I was able to find a different way to make some capital happen for my business. And it's been a lot more rewarding than driving for Lyft. Now, the reason why I bring up Lyft to you guys is because everything in my life kind of flows into the next thing. Now, I try to design it that way. And one of the things I would do in my Lyft is I would have these aromatherapy sprays of maybe frankincense and maybe some sea salt or whatever, sandalwood. And I would spray them before the people would get into my car because to me, my smell space is very important. And so I said I needed to find a way to bring my aromatherapy with me everywhere. So with no car, you know, with no working car anyway, how can I do that? You know, bring aromatherapy, that kind of peace of mind to people. And it became my Be the Jury. So again, you can go to my Etsy store and check that out. I'm always putting up some new designs. My legatumlink.com. I have plenty of designs there. Or just reach out to me. You know, I'm going to do a live show here this week. And you guys will be able to see at least my mental health awareness line. That'll be this Friday. That'll be on Friday. So I will definitely be putting up links for that. So stay tuned for that, guys. But what I really want you guys to take away from today is that there would be no forward momentum that I have right now had it not been for leaving town, getting my head together, realizing that creating a personal statement is not as hard as it may sound. And as elementary as it may sound, it's actually quite crucial. So I just want you guys to know that if I'm strong enough to take off my mask, I'm thinking that maybe someone, somewhere, they will find just the smallest glimmer of hope. And that's why I share. If you suspect, have some courage. If you suspect, have some courage. If you suspect that in your life something is going wrong, have courage and go get help. I'm so serious on that one. I'm so serious on that one. Like, I'm sharing my adventure with you guys because I want a result. I want you to go get help. Have the courage and go get the help. Okay? I'm a life coach. If you need help with a personal statement, by all means. Are you kidding me? I give away free consultations all the time. All you got to do is hit me up and tell me about this podcast, and we're going to sit down for half an hour, and I guarantee you, by the time you are done with my conversation, you will have something that you didn't come in with. I can guarantee you that. I can guarantee you that. But anyway, I'm looking at my clock here, guys. Man, I am over my time. Man, where does the time fly when you're having fun, right? Now, I know I might have got off topic a little bit. You know, I make my messages and my outlines in a very particular format. And sometimes when I get going into my life lessons, I can just get going. And I do apologize for that. But hopefully someone heard something that they needed to hear. And the beauty of social media is if you didn't hear something you wanted to hear today, you can easily hit me up on Instagram at Castologist. Or find me at Facebook at The Bipolar Chatterbox. Leave me a message. Let me know what you want to know. This is a community effort. The Bipolar Society, if you will. Now, I've talked your head off enough. I know you got things to do. So do I. So my name is Cass. You guys have been real. Check me out again this time next week, Wednesday at 3 p.m. I got to say, I love you guys. Peace.